So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14 and 28 verse. Antarbhave anantapavantameva Hiyatatyajato mriganti santaha Asatam apiyanti ahim antarena Santam gunantam kim yuyanti santaha Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O unlimited Lord, the saintly devotees seek you out within their own bodies by rejecting everything separate from you. Indeed, how can discriminating persons appreciate the real nature of a robe lying before them until they refute the illusion that it is a snake? So, once again I read. Purport. One may argue that a person should cultivate self-realization and at the same time pursue sense gratification for the material body. This proposition is herein refuted by the example of misidentifying a rope as a snake. One who mistakes a rope for a snake becomes fearful and thinks of the so-called snake. But upon discovering that the so-called snake is actually a rope, he experiences a different emotion, relief, and can then ignore the rope. Similarly, because we understand the material body to be the self, we are experiencing many emotions in relation to the body. Upon discovering, however, that the body is simply a bag of material chemicals, we carefully note how this illusion was created and then lose interest in the body. Discovering that we are actually an eternal soul within the body, we naturally focus our attention on the real self. Those who are saintly and wise always cultivate Krishna consciousness, spiritual knowledge. Having transcended the foolish misidentification of the body as the self, such Krishna conscious persons go on to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead who dwells within the material body as the super soul, the witness and the guide of every living entity. Realization of the super soul and individual soul is so pleasing and satisfying that a self-realized person automatically gives up everything irrelevant to his spiritual advancement. Reaction. So, first of all, I want to beg mercy from all of you. I am not so qualified to sit here. Only by the instruction of senior devotees, I am here. So you all please bless me so that I can speak something about this topic. So spiritual life is totally another realm of life. So on that day, maybe 20, 25 days before, there was a description in the verse about Vrindavan Dham, transcendental abode of Vrindavan Dham. So Vamsi Vihari Prabhu was telling about that, sharing with me about that narration of Vrindavan Dham. It is mentioned in Vrindavan Dham, exact translation is like that: Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord, where there is no hunger, anger or thirst. There is naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live there together. In transcendental friendship. Even though naturally human beings and fierce animals are so much inimical, but they are not threat to each other. So there is, in short, you know, in essence, there is no fear in spiritual life. That is why on the day, you know, Vamsihara Prabhu was saying, spiritual life is another realm of life. Whereas in material life, 24 hours, you know, day and night, nothing we experience other than fear. No matter what position we reach, we cannot avoid fear. Because fear is impregnated when we live in material life. So, you know, best example is Hiranyakashipu, Ravan. They all achieved practically all the three worlds. All the three worlds, they are the, you know, owner, captured entire three worlds. But still, constantly they are experiencing fear. Nothing else. So this is a, you know, clear-cut, you know, understanding for any common people also. So the only hope is spiritual life. If you want to live a blissful life, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way other than spiritual life. So today's topic is, you know, how to achieve that spiritual life. So whatever I heard from all senior devotees and Prabhupada and all acharyas, we try to discuss so you also can share. So how to achieve this spiritual life, which is our, you know, goal, purpose of this human life. So Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, used the word Krishna consciousness life, Krishna conscious life. For spiritual life, Prabhupada used, you know, another word. You know, so practically every sloka, we can say every line of the, you know, his purport. So I searched, you know, in Veda base, Prabhupada used 42,000 times Krishna conscious, you know, the word Krishna consciousness. 42,000 times. And Prabhupada, you know, always used Krishna consciousness life, Krishna consciousness life, Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada gave his movement, you know, the name, you know, International, you know, Krishna Consciousness for, you know, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people suggested, you know, initially when we came to bhakti, we also, you know, it looks consciousness something, you know, unknown word, but still fearlessly Prabhupada kept this name. Even his friends suggested, don't keep this name, you know, Krishna bhakti movement, something like that, alternative, you know, name they suggested, but no, Prabhupada said no, Krishna consciousness movement. So it is very, very important to understand the word Krishna consciousness. Then our, you know, the door to spiritual life starts. So one time Indraviduna Maharaj disciple, very senior disciple, Uttam Sloka Prabhu, came to our temple. So I was somehow we are friends, because I meet Prabhuji many times in Mayapur whenever I go to serve Maharaj, Kadamkan Maharaj and Jayadat Maharaj. So one time I was sitting with him, and, you know, and Prabhuji was telling, what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness means, you know, Krishna's consciousness. So generally we think, of course, everything is spiritual meaning. No? For spiritual topic, millions and millions of meanings are there. Everything is perfect. But the best understanding is, I felt, no? Prabhuji, what he explained or said to me is, I felt very deep understanding. Now, generally we think Krishna consciousness, always live in Krishna consciousness means try to be always in the consciousness of Krishna, means try to remember Krishna, try to not be in material consciousness, always remember Krishna, like that we think. But Prabhuji said, Krishna consciousness means, live in Krishna consciousness means live in Krishna's consciousness. Means what consciousness Krishna has, we should live in the same consciousness. When our consciousness matches with Krishna's consciousness, then we can say we are living in Krishna consciousness. I hope I am not confusing you. I am able to explain properly. Is it okay? Okay. Means, if what is the consciousness of Krishna? If you want to live in the consciousness of Krishna, we should understand what is the consciousness of Krishna. Krishna is always in the consciousness of serving all the living being. Always. No matter what we become. How, even we try to hate Krishna, run away from Krishna, unconditionally Krishna is taking responsibility of serving all the living being. So this is the consciousness of Krishna. When we live to this standard of service attitude consciousness, then we can say we are living in Krishna consciousness. Then automatically we can remember Krishna. Otherwise we struggle to remember Krishna or struggle to avoid material consciousness, which is not so easy. But easy way is just live in the service attitude consciousness like Krishna. Then we can 24 hours we always be in Vrindavan Dham. We never ever leave Vrindavan Dham. We never ever leave Krishna. We always see Krishna. So this is the only way, or the best way, or easy way, or something to work out, the way to work out, to be in Krishna consciousness. This is the way. So our goal of life is to become servant of all the living being, like Krishna is serving all the living being. So easy. Even though we may be incapable, Krishna is Supreme Lord, Vibhu. So it is easy for but otherwise to in consciousness point of view, for us also it is not so difficult. It is as simple as that. Just let us become servant of all the living being, so unconditionally, like Krishna. So even though we are insignificant, incapable, still by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving to serving all the living being is not impossible. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made so easy. So we all know, so simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are serving practically every single living being in the entire universe. There is a verse in Padma Puran. The moment the holy names of Krishna is chanted by anyone, the entire universe is getting purified. The moment the holy name of Krishna is chanted by anyone, even we are sinful, we are useless, still, the moment we start chanting the holy name of Krishna, the entire universe is getting purified. So, it is not impossible. Of course, it takes time. In 2-3 verses before, Prabhupada is explaining, in Vrindavan Dham, nobody live. Why no one is fearing? Nobody is threat for other. Tiger is not threat for deer. So fierce animal is not threat for sadhus. Sadhus are chanting in Vrindavan Dham, tiger is going here and there. So there is no threat. Why Prabhupada is explaining in purport? Because everybody live to please Krishna. So naturally, there is no inimical or threat to others. Prabhupada further is writing, for us to become in that consciousness, to that level, what even tiger is living in Vrindavan Dham, or Vrajavasi tiger, Vrajavasi also, what level they are living. To reach that level, it takes time, but it's not impossible. So similarly, so to chant, perfect our chanting, it takes time, but it is not impossible. By keeping this understanding, our goal of life is to, in fact, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? We are begging, oh Radhe, oh Krishna, please engage at your lotus feet, devotional service at your lotus feet, loving devotional service at your lotus feet. Serving Radha and Krishna and serving all the living beings is not separable. We cannot separate it. Without serving Radha and Krishna, we cannot serve all the living beings. Without serving all the living beings, we cannot serve Radha and Krishna. So here, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, we are serving all the living beings and Radha and Krishna. That is what will please us. Our natural constitution position is service. So without serving, we cannot. Here in last line of purport, Prabhupada is writing, realization of super soul and the individual soul is so pleasing and satisfying that a self-realized person automatically gives up everything irrelevant to his spiritual advancement. So we have to simultaneously understand the Supreme Lord and all the living beings. We are servant of both. And our heart will be in ecstasy, blissful. And we never ever do which is irrelevant to spiritual advancement. So this is the way, chanting. Even the chanting should be done out of service attitude. One time devotees asked Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, how to improve my chanting. Maharaj immediately said, your 2-hour chanting is based on how you are living remaining 22 hours. So we may do anything and everything 22 hours, and we should try to sit and chant sincerely 2 hours, which is not possible. So it's consciousness. So 24 hours, how we are struggling to serve. Based on that, when we struggle to serve, then we understand here is the only way to serve, by chanting. Then automatically the holy name spring out from our mouth. So by understanding only through Krishna, I am insignificant. Only through Krishna I can serve. So understanding Krishna's greatness, out of gratefulness, holy name can be chanted nicely. So otherwise, other than this purpose, living for any other purpose, especially for In this age of Kali Yuga, we all get stuck up with economical development. It's a big threat for us, for our spiritual life. So, somehow we have to save ourselves, which is not so easy. All the angle, no pressure, no matter what we become. So economical development has no meaning. What no meaning it has? We are meditating for salary. Here we are the owner of the entire universe. Because entire universe belongs to Krishna. We are all children of Krishna. If universe belongs to Krishna, means it belongs to us also. Owner of the factory owner is also owner. So here we are all the owner of the entire universe and running in the street. So day and night just to get some few thousand rupees. So that is the height of the ignorance here. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Fear, just fear about the rope, thinking that as a snake. This illusion is the poisonous, dangerous illusion. Much more than misidentifying with snake. It means height of the illusion. And what makes difference this material development? Even if we become crorepati, so next life we may become beggar in the street. It makes no difference in our life. Only Krishna consciousness can make some difference. It may be slow, inch by inch, or even dot by dot, but there is no other way. We may, in the illusion, know at least my son need, grandson need, but that also no meaning. So he may use it, no doubt, but he can also become beggar in the street. So where is the development? So this much we know the philosophy. Nothing is guaranteed. So only hope is Krishna consciousness. We never ever succumb to this economical development, which is biggest threat. So in this way, we try to chant, all the living being, being a servant of all living being, like all the acharyas chanted. So many descriptions are there in Prabhupada's purport and in scriptures. Prabhupada is saying how all the acharyas chanted. In fact, I heard last time Kadamkaran Maharaj was saying Gaur Kishore Das Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Maharaj is chanting day and night. Sometimes when he feels sleep, he tried to tie brick on his head, just brick on his head and chant. Whenever drowse, then bricks, weight of the stone pulls him, immediately he gets up. So, because they know only by chanting, all the living beings are served. So, millions and millions of living beings' pain got relieved simply by our chanting. Whatever way we are chanting, struggling or whatever way. even struggle to chant also topmost service attitude. And many places Prabhupada is saying we should chant on numerical strength. No? Of course, this consciousness should be the minimum thing. And further thing we should work on is numerical strength. No? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also chanted by counting. I chant this many number of rounds. So Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur chanted billion names before started preaching. So first is consciousness, service attitude consciousness, and then try to chant more and more. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, I read in Bhakti Vinod Vaibhav Vani, it's a compiled instruction of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. All the instructions are compiled in this book, Bhakti Vinod Vaibhav Vani. I took out all the essence, most important instructions. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, apart from time to sleep, which is needed for our to maintain our body health, apart from time of time of sleeping, to sleep, all remaining time we should always chant the holy name of Krishna. Even while taking prasad, we can chant. Of course, it takes time for us, but it is in Varkari. I heard one of our congregation devotees' grandmother, even while taking prasad, vittal, ponder. See, so they may chanting during sleep also, but for us, sleep means forgetfulness. At least, other than time, other than sleeping time, we can try. Everything is practice, abhyas in a kaunteya. So no need to get frustrated or disturbed what we are. That's not a issue. But how we are trying to practice, that makes difference. So here is the way, only way to progress. So why not we dedicate our life, invest our life. So another verse, place Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, one should start with 4 rounds of chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna Mantra, and gradually one should come to 64 numbers of chanting, 64 daily. And further gradually, one should this 64 round constitutes 1 lakh holy names. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur further is continuing. After achieving this 64 rounds, 1 lakh holy names, one should further gradually try to chant 3 lakh holy names, by which day and night one can chant. And further, word is most important for us. By following this one instruction of the Lord, all acharyas perfected their life. By following this one instruction of the Lord, this is the instruction of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By following this one instruction of Supreme Lord, all the acharyas perfected their life. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, one should fill his life with the holy names of Krishna. The only real and permanent thing in this material world. The only thing which is real and permanent. Everything is, it's a waste of time, impermanent, no use. And further, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, one who achieved the science of holy name, nothing else is remaining to achieve. So, and further, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, only sadhana, the only sadhana is the chanting of the holy name. All other sadhana is supporting to for our chanting the holy name. So like this, only hope is holy name. And this chanting of holy name should be in the attitude of, you know, a service attitude. So, in fact, you know, how the, you know, sometimes, you know, how we, it comes to our mind, how this holy name is doing, you know, it looks like something, you know, unbelievable miracle, you know, unbelievable miracle, or, you know, or it is beyond our, you know, understanding. You know, sometimes we may not even believe, you know, just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it's, you know, it's doing so many things. Initially, we think, you know, doing something else is, you know, has more effect. You know. How, you know, holy name can do, you know, the benefit for all the living being. So, it is not, you know, surprise. So, the whoever's name we take, you know, or even remember someone who is a, you know, sold out, you know, servant, you know, or, you know, so who want to serve all the living being, you know, so if we take their name, it purifies. If it chant, you know, even any, you know, great devotee's name, Tukaram Maharaj, Jesus Christ, so it purifying, you know, entire, you know, ether atmosphere. So there is a, you know, five elements, you know, all our bad thoughts are depositing in the ether layer and reflecting and polluting the, you know, especially in Kali Yuga, is filled with, you know, bad thoughts and bad vibration. By remembering the form of Krishna or, you know, or pure devotees, by chanting their names, by glorifying them, entire atmosphere getting purified. Simply by remembering, you know, it is getting purified. That is why a pure devotee is always happy in remembering Krishna. Because this is what service they can render to the entire, you know, universe. So there is a, you know, description in Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, 24 hours, he is happy in remembering Krishna. It's not something, you know, exercise or, you know, some, you know, gymnastic exercise or something, you know, ritualistic, you know, remember, yes, come on, you know, let's do it. It's not like that. It is based on service attitude. You know. This is what will help the, you know, entire world. Remembering Krishna. Another side, remembering, you know, materialistic people, contaminating. So, that is why, you know, the holy name is not different from Krishna, because holy name, you know, does what Krishna is doing, you know, without any different. You know. That's why holy name and Krishna is non-different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us 8 sloka, 6 ashtakam, which is the essence of all scriptures. Essence of all scriptures, all Vedas is Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And essence of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is, you know, there in 6 ashtakam. So just in 8 verses, you know, among the 8 verses, topmost, you know, verses we all know. Trinadapi Sunichina. Practically, Maharaj mentions every, you know, lecture. So, humbler than blade of grass. So, what it means? So humbler than bed of grass means it's not, of course we should be humble, thing, but real thing is, we should try to become even servant of blade of grace. Only then we can call as humbler than blade of grass. It's not just external how we are speaking, but how we are living in that consciousness. How we are trying to serve by chanting this holy name, by becoming servant of all the living beings. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada.